time for the Phenology Show. Phenology is the rhythmic biological nature of events as they relate to climate. And among the events that are taking place here in northern Minnesota, a great influx of birds. I am beginning to see a few more juncos. I've had juncos all winter at my house, but I'm getting a few more coming around. I was out for a walk the other day, and I came across some speckled alder. This particular alder was out on the corner of a bit of high ground that pokes out into the swamp that surrounds my lake, and it gets full sun from morning till evening. This one gets full sun, and I noticed that the catkins on that alder were soft. Now, I don't mean mushy soft. I just mean that they were flexible. I could move them a little bit. And it will be yet a few days before they actually distend and begin to yield pollen. Now, looking back, average for the speckled alder catkins to yield pollen, April 2nd, today. So we are a little bit behind. In fact, we're some of the other notes that I've had this week indicate that we're about 5 to 6 days later than my averages. And speaking of my averages, we will have later on today a template with some of the dates that I have seen things. This is we'll put it up as an attachment on our KAXE.org phenology page, and you can also find it at KAXE KBXE Season Watch page, and you can download it and use it for your own observations. It covers events that will be taking place in the month of April, including ruffed grouse drumming, hazelbrush in flower, morning cloak butterflies, flickers, eastern phoebes, a note for ice out dates on whatever lake you happen to live on, common loons, and I can tell you from my own experience that if you have loons on your lake, they'll be there the day the ice goes out. Wood frogs, spring peepers, red maples, that's kind of the middle of the month. The wood frogs 15th, spring peepers 17th, red maples 18th, first mosquitoes, I know you can't wait, April 18th, earthworms April 22nd, bloodroot first flowers April 27th, and the first green leaves on the quaking aspen averages about the 29th of April. And so far, I have no reason to doubt that that might just be the case. So that paper is available or will be available later today. And if you want to download that and then use it for your own observations, please do so. It would be a great pleasure for all of us to have you keeping track of the phenology in your neighborhood. Red-winged blackbirds and American robins. I saw my first ones on the 27th. The average is the 24th. Canada geese are back. Trumpeter swans are everywhere. Almost any piece of open water is sure to have a trumpeter swan. We went from the original number, I think, in 83 that Carol Henderson introduced to the state was a dozen. And I talked to Carol Henderson about a year ago, and he said the population is up around 15,000. So the numbers of trumpeter swans across Minnesota has exploded, and it gives you an opportunity to see a really spectacular bird. These are monster birds, 25-pound birds with a 7-foot wingspan. They're just amazing. The bald eagles are brooding eggs on the nest by my house, and I have been sort of puriently peering in there from my bedroom where I can look through my spotting scope and see what's going on in their nest. And so I have been watching them and seeing what it is that they're up to. They're working toward getting some eggs laid and bringing some new critters, new eagles into the area. Wood ducks are back, according to Dallas Hudson. I haven't seen any yet, but this time of year, As the temperature rises and snow melts, you get these vernal ponds. And they're everywhere, every place that there's any kind of a low depression. And if there's a little bit of clay underneath that depression, it will hold water. And those vernal ponds are vitally important for a lot of animals coming up. The wood frogs, the spring peepers, the salamanders, the toads, the gray tree frogs. Everybody is going to be using those vernal ponds later this month to lay their eggs and to propagate their young. But right now, those vernal ponds are occupied by mallards and wood ducks and blue-winged teal and green-winged teal, and just a lot of really spectacular ducks are coming back. And the puddle ducks, those that are dabblers, those ducks that tip up and feed off the bottom with their butts in the air, those ducks really like these vernal ponds because that water kind of promotes, it warms the ground and it promotes growth of vegetation. And so the ducks are able to get some really fresh green things to eat, which is what they want. And so every time I drive by a vernal pond this time of year, I pay particular attention to what's in there. And you will be amazed at the birds, the ducks that are hanging out in those vernal ponds. So if you're driving along, probably this morning, most of those ponds are going to have ice on them. But by this afternoon, as you're coming home, those ponds will be open and there will be ducks in them, I can assure you. Dallas Hudson over in Shingabee had blue herons on the 28th. Jim Pedersen here in the Grand Rapids area reported a blue heron on the Mississippi River yesterday. So the blue herons are back, and that was something that probably could have been predicted over a year ago. In 35 years of keeping track of blue herons, they are always back somewhere within 4 or 5 days of April 1st. It's sometimes a bit early, it's sometimes a bit late, but it's always within about, well, I think the range is a little bit more than 10 days. But if you throw out a couple of outliers, it quickly narrows itself down to a range of about a week of the return of the great blue herons. And so they're going to be coming back. And if you live near a rookery, keep an eye out. They'll be coming in there and reclaiming their nests very, very soon. Turkey vultures have moved back into the area. I haven't seen one yet, but Dallas Hudson over in Shingabee has, and they'll be along. They'll be pretty visible here very quickly. I came out this morning out of the house, and the barred owls were having a little morning sing-a-fest. I could hear two of them calling back and forth, and this is the time of year when they begin to do that. They're thinking about nesting. Purple finches are on my feeder. My wife, Denise, saw an eastern chipmunk this past week. Northern harriers in both Augie over in Shevlin and John Schroeder here in Grand Rapids have seen northern harriers. My neighbor Marvin Beers says that as soon as the snow is melted away from the fields, the northern harriers return, and we are at that stage right now. So keep an eye out for the northern harriers. They should be coming in just anytime soon. A reminder, check later this morning for that piece on the events that take place in April, if you'd like to have a list and some photographs so that you can kind of go out and do a little looking yourself. Please avail yourselves and enjoy that, because it's going to be a pretty interesting spring. Pussy willows, probably about the middle of the month. There are a lot of pussy willows coming out, but about the middle of the month, the pussy willows will begin to show signs of sexual maturity. That is, the male pussy willows will be turning quite yellow, and the female pussy willows will be, some are green, some are red, some are yellow, but not quite the intensity of the male pussy willows, but that happens about the middle of April, somewhere around the 15th, so watch for that too. And as I'm sitting here in the Grand Rapids studios of KAXE, I see a trumpeter swan flying up Mississippi River, so if you live west of town, peer out your window, it's coming. All right, that's the Phenology Show for this week. Thanks for tuning in. As always, if you have observations that you'd like to share, we'd like to hear from you. Give us a call, send us an email, get in touch with us.